This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey. Dalton, first and foremost, what do you love most about the game of baseball?
I love showing up to the park every day, you know, putting on the uniform, because there's no better job in the world than, you know, playing a game that you grew up playing. And, you know, I love it so much that when I'm away from it, you know, I miss it. And, you know, I know a lot of guys in the clubhouse feel the same way. And, you know, just coming out here and, you know, it's a little bit stressful at times, but you just got to realize it's a game and it's a privilege to play, and you try to make the most of every opportunity you get.
You said you grew up playing it. How old were you when you first remember playing baseball?
I was about 3 years old. My dad would take me to the park, and, you know, he'd flip me the ball, and I'd hit it off the tee and, you know, just run around in a circle. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where the bases were, but, you know, it was definitely – I didn't know, like, much about the game. I just knew, you know, you just hit the ball and you just run and you catch it and you throw it, and that's about it.
What positions did you first start playing?
I used to play the infield. I used to play shortstop, because that, when you're younger, that's where all the action is. You know, no one really hits it to the outfield, so you always want to be part of the action. And then slowly, as they started to get bigger and stronger, I started to pitch, and then I was a pretty good pitcher. But then they told me, you know, not to waste my athleticism on pitching, so they put me in the outfield because they needed outfielders, and I've been there ever since.
Did you always bat at the top of the order?
Yeah, for the most part, as long as I could remember, I was usually 1-2-3 hitter. The lowest I think I've ever batted was 9th, and that was just one game, just to give the other guys some at bats so I can, you know, take a night off, sort of, in a way.
When did you first start switch hitting?
When I was 3, also, my dad had me hit left-handed before I hit right-handed, because he figured that I was a right-handed thrower, so I'd be a right-right. So he wanted me to hit on the opposite side first so then I could get used to that and then slowly work my way into batting right-handed.
Is there a difference between you as a hitter from the left side or from the right side, either more power, better bat control?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel as though I have more power when I bat left-handed, but I have more, like, a better contact rate, right? And I like certain pitches. Like, I like the ball down when I hit left-handed, and I like the ball a little bit more up when I bat right. I mean, they're basically two different swings, and, like, I guess you could say two different players from both sides, because, you know, they're not identical, so I don't swing the exact same. But, you know, it's pretty hard working on both, but I get by with it.
As a leadoff hitter, how do you balance trying to wait for your pitch and maybe wait out a walk and also being aggressive at the plate?
I mean, when you're a leadoff, especially the first at bat, you know, you try to help your team out and try to see some pitches. And just throughout the course of the game, like, from watching the game and stuff like that, you know, in certain situations what you got to do, if you got to take pitches, see pitches, or if you could be aggressive and try to get a hit, or, you know, get on base the best you can, any way, shape or form, try to help the team.
Now, once you get on those bases, that's where you've been a terror too. In your first pro season, I believe you had 19 for 19 with one of the teams in the Blue Jays system. What is the key to stealing bases?
It's definitely the jump, the first jump, you know, reading the pitcher and making sure he goes home plate for one, but also making sure that, you know, it's within your range of stealing. I mean, you're not going to steal off a guy who's one flat the home plate and the catcher's got a 2 pop time. I mean, you're basically setting yourself up to get thrown out. But, I mean, it's just learning yourself and, you know, getting that first good jump, that first good step, hard step in. And once you got that, then, you know, the chances are in your favor.
Just to explain, what's a catcher's pop time?
Catcher's pop time is basically when the ball hits his glove to when the ball hits the infielder's glove at second base or third base. And usually anything under 2 seconds is really good.
We're speaking with Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey. Did you have a team you grew up rooting for?
The Blue Jays. I mean, I went to all their games. I lived like 25 minutes from there. So any chance I got, I wanted to go to a Jays game. And I went to a couple a year, and I really enjoyed myself.
Did you know they would draft you?
I had no idea, and it was kind of a shock to me too when they had picked me. It was kind of surreal. It was kind of just like, I was really happy I got drafted, but then I didn't really take in that it was the Blue Jays until, you know, after someone said, "Man, that's the hometown team," and I was like, "Yeah, you're right, it is."
How much were you looking forward to draft day?
Oh, I was looking forward to it tremendously. I was just, that whole day went by. I mean, I had to go to school that day, and I remember I just didn't even want to go to school. I had, like, my phone out just watching it and watching guys I knew get picked and stuff like that. Like, I was so anxious to see, you know, where I would get drafted.
What was the turnaround between when you got drafted and your first professional game?
It was about 2 months, because I had I had gotten drafted, and then I had signed about 2 weeks later. But I had also committed to play with the junior Canadian national team. So I played with them in the World Junior Championships in 2010, where we played against like Team USA, Team Cuba, Team Venezuela, all those guys. And then I didn't start playing pro until about the first week of August, so I had all that time playing with Team Canada.
What's that like to play for your country as opposed to play for a professional organization or to play for your school?
In pro ball, I mean, you're playing for the team, but at the end of the day, you're also playing for, you know, the name on the back. You know, they're not going to send whole teams to the big leagues. It's players that go to the big leagues, right? So you're playing for yourself, but when you... More so when you get to the playoffs in pro ball or when you play for your country, it's more about playing for the team. You know, you throw like stats and stuff out the window and you just try to help the team win the best that you can. And try to, in this case, you try to support your, you know, your country and be a true representative of where you're from.
What's the biggest game you ever played in?
Oh, let me see here. I played in a couple and they were definitely when I was with Team Canada. When we played in the World Junior Championships. And the biggest game I had was when that game I had fouled the ball off my ankle the day before, so I had the day off. And I had the day off. The coach said, you know, just don't worry about anything. We'll just play this game out. And it was against Czech Republic. Like, the fifth inning rolls around, and we're down by, like, 5-1. And it was supposed to be, like, a blowout. And he's like, oh, can you still hit? And I said, yeah, sure. So the first bat come up, bases loaded, strikeout. Second bat I come up, bases loaded again, hit one right at the first baseman, double play. So you know, at this point I'm pretty frustrated, and then the game was tied. They go up in the top of the ninth, so it's the bottom of the ninth. We're down by one, and I come up again, the bases loaded with one out. And I hit a ball, a line drive down the left field line and to win the game. And it was the most exciting. There was probably about 5,000-6,000 people there. And it was on YouTube, too. I saw it afterwards, and it was crazy. It was an unbelievable experience just to have, like, the whole crowd. Because we were playing in Canada, too. So we had the whole crowd behind us. And, I mean, my heart couldn't stop beating. It was amazing.
Have you ever made a defensive play that struck you as great as that base hit there?
Oh, I've definitely made a couple, but I remember one. When I was still playing in, like, rep baseball, so it was just, like, not house league, but it's, like, above house league. And I was playing for this AAA team. I was playing against the AAA team I used to play for. And I remember we were winning the game, and it was kind of a shock because everybody thought there's no way these guys are going to beat them. And I remember one of the guys on the Mississauga North Tigers hit a ball over my head, and I kind of ran back and I slid back and I caught it like over my shoulder, so it was kind of like Jim Edmonds. Everybody was calling me Jim Edmonds for the longest time, and I didn't even know how I caught it. It just ended up in my glove, and everybody was like, man, that's so unreal. It was awesome, especially against my old team, you know, that had cut me the year before, so it was pretty awesome.
Finally, Dalton, any nicknames?
Yeah, I have one. It's Pony.
Why?
Because when I first got drafted, one of the coaches, Steve Springer, he had seen me in the cages, and, you know, he was talking to me, you know, and watching me hit and whatnot, and I was about 6 foot, 170 pounds at the time, and he had come up to me, he said, do you have any nicknames? I said, no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to call you Pony. I said, why are you going to call me Pony? And he said, you know, because you're pretty small, you know. Your legs are shaking, you know, you're not that big. He's like, but I've seen your dad, and I know that one day you're going to become a thoroughbred, but until that day, you're going to be called Pony. And I was like, I kind of like it. And then now I don't even hear my name. All I hear is Pony, Pony, Pony. So yeah. I feel like it suits me pretty well.
I've heard that you have My Little Ponies for each year of your pro career, too.
Oh yeah, I do. Dennis Homer, the coach in Bluefield, he had made me some little ponies. He gave me three of them. He gave me the smallest one for when I was my first year in the GCL. And then last year in the GCL, Bluefield split, it was like a little bit bigger pony. And now this year it's a bigger pony, but it's blank. So he said, you know, at the end of the year, I got to write, you know, the outcome of the year. So that was up to me to decide what I was going to put on that pony. And then the next year he's going to get me another one, probably hopefully a little bit bigger until it's the biggest you can get one day.
That's outstanding. Dalton Pompey, thank you very much for your time.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Big Country 92.1.